Yes, that suits me fine, Miles. And, you know, a couple of medals coming north from that one. And very, very early today. It seems like hours and hours and hours ago now. Áine Kerr from Convey, she's a member of Finn Valley Athletic Club and a student at Deal College. She had a really good day in her instance with 11.03 in the triple jump under 18, winning the event. And encouraging because she's been so close for a number of years, but she stuck with the story, and it worked out very well for her today. So well done to her. Also, another triple jump medal for Chris Cairns from Finn Valley as well. He had 11.70 in the triple jump. He got a bronze there, and a bronze also for Ross Henderson from Lifford Strabane in the shot, 12.44. That's under 16. So that's a medal tally at the moment, and that could indeed be the final medal tally for today, really, Miles. So there are another day or two to come. So a few more medals for Donegal. So good. So by then yesterday, of course, another Deal College student was in action. Young Oisin Toy, he was competing for Ireland in the Schools International. And he was the second Irishman home, about 30, 40 seconds down in the one. England generally always dominate that international schools. But he was second athlete home, so he's progressing extremely well. And it was a great experience for the young student from, as I say, Deal College. So that was that story. And I'll just keep motoring on, Miles. And then we had a very, very, really, very good performance this morning from Anne-Marie McGlynn. She was at Hyde Park 10K this morning. A big, big, big crowd, as you would expect in London for any road race, really. And this one was no different. And Anne-Marie McGlynn, she won the women's race there. She won the race there, actually, to 33.53. And the interesting thing about it, when you break it down, that she had two even splits for the two 5K. She ran 56, and she did a 16.57. So that's very strong pace run from her. So a good result for the Kenny athlete there. And of course, yesterday morning in Dudinsk, we're in Slovakia now, and Brendan Boyce got his career back online again. You know, he took a bit of a break after the World Championships. So unlucky to miss those World Championships. Because he had prepared so well, and with a week to go, you'll remember the story. He had to pull out because of an injury in training before he arrived in London, and that went on for a few days, and we had to pull him out. So basically, he's back in business and he's training again, and his target right now is a World Cup in China on the 6th of May. And he went to Dudinsk, which is an established big event for race walking, yesterday morning on 50K. So he told me at the function that night in Milford that he would just do 35K, and that's exactly what he did, and he was pleased with that. I talked to him on the phone at length after the event, and 2:40 for the 35K, and he's on a plane right now to Morocco to a training camp in the hills and the mountains there to continue that preparation for China. And then that brings me on to another thread in the story, because Brian Boyce was one of three Donegal athletes. That's Brenton's brother. He was in Madrid for a few days there competing in the European Masters Athletics. And he was on the 4x200 metres team. They broke the Irish record, but such was the competition. They finished fourth in the final. But he's such an enthusiastic Brian, and you know, he turns up everywhere to compete. And so well done to him being part of that record-breaking team, but no medals, unfortunately. But there were medals for Sinead McConnell and Margaret Reid of Finn Valley, both of them having brilliant performances over 5K walk on that Irish team in their age category, with a girl from Kilkenny combining, getting silver medals behind Spain, Italy third and Portugal fourth. And, you know, really strong performances, and really, really encouraging performances from both those master athletes. So that was the story from Madrid, a very encouraging story, of course. And tomorrow, at 17 years of age, Summer Lecky boards a plane to go to the Gold Coast in Australia to compete in the Commonwealth Games. And how exciting is that? You know, when you're 17 years of age, that's just a dream come true. But that dream has been worked at for 10 years, believe it or not. And she's still only 17, because, you know, this is the girl who came at 7 years of age to compete in the Finn Valley Sports. And I remember her with her daddy. And, you know, now she's on a plane to do the high jump. And we'll have to watch that space with great interest now over the next few weeks. Just a few weeks. She's going to a training camp first, of course. And the good news is that Niall Wilkinson, who coaches her at Finn Valley, of course, he's got personal coach accreditation. He also travels, as does her mum and dad, and all to support her. So that's very, very exciting for the young Castledare girl. And Dempsey McGuigan, of course, he flies He flies the other direction. He's flying from the States. He's flying to do the hammer, of course, and he is just finishing up a scholarship there at the University of Mississippi, and he's in the hammer. So both on Valley athletes, and both an exciting young life, and exciting and working hard and gaining the reward. So we'll keep a good eye on that. So it's been a mixed story, mixed in the sense, Miles, that we were all over the place once again, and I think that indicates really the nature of Donegal Athletics, that we do get out there and we do it at all sorts of events and all sorts of locations, and I do believe that's very, very encouraging.
It sure is, and it's from the young to the old as well. But we'll go back in time just very briefly. 20 years ago this weekend, Sonia O'Sullivan won two IAAF World Cross Country titles. You may remember winning the short distance and the long distance. And it's 40 years ago since John Tracy won the World Cross Country Championship in Glasgow, and 20 years since Caitríona McKiernan won the London Marathon. So winning big time back then in the international stage.
Absolutely, imagine that was Bella Houston on a mucky, miserable day with John Tracy. And anybody that was ever in sport in Ireland would remember that. And they were either shouting at their TV back in Ireland, or they were standing in the muck in Bella Houston. And Danny was part of that as well, of course. And then the following year, we went to Limerick, and the place came down with people, and the biggest crowd I've ever seen at an athletics event and Limerick race course that day, and he retained his title. But that's UCD, where those 40 years go, and then we bounced on to great days with Caitríona and great days with Sonia, and that double thing in Marrakesh. And believe it or not, her spikes that she wore in Marrakesh are in the cabinet of Finn Valley, would you believe?
Really?
And, yes, indeed. And, I look at them sometimes and I think, again, where did those years go? Because that's 20 years. And it was in the hard, tough, in terms of heat in Marrakesh and in terms of the ground conditions. You can imagine it was like running on a beach, hard, hard beats, and it was tough, and she came out. Actually, she was in great shape that time. She won 22 out of her 23 races that year.
Well, going back to the 40 years, John Tracy, we're all coming from the Bears Club in Gormanstown that weekend.
Absolutely, that's right. That was the big thing that time at Easter, of course, and everybody used to go. That was a great opportunity for us all. And back those days in Gormanstown College, and we took advantage of it, and just it enthused us immensely. Those coaching courses in the Bears Club don't exist anymore, unfortunately, Miles.
You'd have to get them to Finn Valley.
Well, that's always an option, but
sure. Another project.
That's another project, mate. So anyway, on a beautiful Sunday evening, and in Ireland, really, today, it's that's the news from the world of athletics.